Why certain pop songs make you feel so good? Have you ever wondered why certain pop songs make you feel so good? Researchers studying the question found the right combination of uncertainty and surprise is what gives listeners the most pleasure. The study, published in the journal Current Biology, involves an analysis of 80,000 chords in 745 pop songs from the US Billboard Hot 100 chart between 1958 and 1991. The researchers, from institutes in Germany, Norway, Denmark, and the UK, used a machine learning model to quantify the level of uncertainty and surprise of these chords, then asked 39 adult volunteers to rate how pleasurable they found each series of chords. Each song was stripped of its melody and lyrics so that only chord progressions were left, and the results couldn't be misled by other associations to the songs listeners might have had. They found two things. Participants found it pleasant when they were relatively certain what would happen next, but were surprised by unexpected chords. However, the same number of participants found it pleasant when they were uncertain what would follow, then the following chords were more familiar to them. It is fascinating humans can gain pleasure from a piece of music just by how sounds are ordered over time, Vincent Chung, the leading researcher on the paper from the Max Planck Institute for Human Cognitive and Brain Sciences, Germany, said in a statement. Songs we find pleasant are likely those which keep a good balance between knowing what is going to happen next and surprising us with something we did not expect. Understanding how music activates our pleasure system in the brain could explain why listening to music might help us feel better when we are feeling blue. Chung told CNN, pleasure in music is linked to expectations. Previous studies had looked into the effects of surprise on pleasure, but his and his colleagues' study also focused on the uncertainty of listeners' predictions. The findings may help composers write music or predict musical trends. The idea is that hopefully, as a scientist analyzing these patterns of pleasure in humans, we can somehow work out where music can go next. Peter Harrison, a researcher at Queen Mary University London who worked on the project, told CNN. As part of the same experiment, the researchers also used brain imaging to locate the areas of the brain reflected in musical pleasure. They found the regions involved were the amygdala, the hippocampus, and the auditory cortex, which process emotions, learning and memory, and sound respectively. Chung added another part of the brain, the nucleus accumbens, which processes reward expectations, was perhaps responsible for directing our attention towards the music so that we will try to find out what will happen next.